The Room for Debate section in the New York Times earlier this month featured a variety of perspectives on how Americans dress and whether the casual, everyday trend has gone too far. Do you think it has? Do you applaud that, or does it annoy you? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, February 24th. Is it casual Friday at your office just about every day? Do you wear the same thing to the office that you might to the grocery store or even to a restaurant? If you have a more formal dress code at work, do you throw on jeans and a sweatshirt for just about everything else? What does what we wear say about who we are? And are too many of us saying we just don't care? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Troy Alexander. He's the founder of the Troy Alexander Project, a fashion and lifestyle-focused blog. He also recently wrote an article for the New York Times entitled, "Style is Not Fashion, Nor Is It Trendy." Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So I'm wondering, what do you mean by style is not fashion?
You know, that's a good question. Most people consider fashion to be all about name brand. And then people get the whole notion that they can't afford it because it's too expensive. And so style is an innate thing that you possess. It's like you know what to wear, when to wear it, and how to wear it. And fashion is, you know, you're going to Bergdorf Goodman or you're going to Neiman Marcus, and you're buying like some Balenciaga shoes, or for women, some Giuseppes, or for men, you're buying Tom Ford. That's fashion. Style is an innate thing that you can just put on your clothes, and it just fits you, and you know what works for your body. Mm-hmm. And most people don't understand that. They don't know what works for their body.
Well, I'm probably among those, but what if my style is very casual? Is there anything wrong with that?
No, there, I mean, I don't really truly believe that there's anything wrong with casual, but I think our society has really dictated and said that casual is okay, and then people have started taking the casualness of it and not really caring. They're just throwing on whatever, and they're like, oh, I'm casual. But no, technically you're not.
Well, what am I, slobby?
I'm not going to say that you're sloppy. Absolutely not, because I've never met you, young lady. I'm never going to say that. But I think a lot of people do not really care what they look like and how they step out their house. I mean, because at the end of the day, people are representations of themselves.
Yeah. Do you think that it used to be, you know, some businesses would have casual Friday, just one day a week that the workplace could dress down? Do you think that's become casual every day?
Absolutely. I think that is the worst thing that could have happened in our society, casual Friday, because casual Friday in turn turned into casual Monday, and then in turn turned into casual Tuesday, and then the rest of the week. And people started not really caring about what they look. They're like, oh, I can get away with wearing jeans today. I can get away with wearing just a T-shirt to work. And then, you know, now the tech companies have really kind of like taken over, and men and women now just go to work in flip-flops or whatever they choose to, because the times have changed. And I think that casual Friday should have never been implemented.
Well, what's wrong with wearing jeans and flip-flops to work?
In my personal opinion, I don't believe that is work attire appropriate. I think wearing flip-flops or thong sandals or whatever you want to call it is not really professional. And, you know, as far as jeans, yes, you can maybe get away with jeans because you can dress the jean up. You can make it look presentable. But a flip-flop, a jean, and a T-shirt is really not appropriate for the work area.
I guess it also might depend on what kind of work area, or do you think it just is sort of a guideline for all workplaces?
I think it's a guideline for all workplaces. I mean, you should not, even if you have a startup, you want to feel good, because as you get into that space and start building your company, building your brand or whatever, you have employees, you still want to be able to represent yourself when you go into business meetings with other people. And if you get the notion of always constantly wearing denim and flip-flops and a t-shirt, that kind of like bleeds into your system and you begin to always do that. And you forget that, oh man, I'm meeting someone else who does not like that, so I have to dress a certain way. And people forget that.
Yeah, and I will
get so comfortable.
I will admit it. At Wisconsin Public Radio, we do not have a formal dress code. We are a lot of times just in production studios or studios by ourselves. Our guests are often on the telephone, like you are. But I will make an extra effort if I'm going to have an in-studio guest to actually put on something a little bit more presentable. So that's probably telling me that I'm dressing too casually when I don't have somebody in the studio.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's it again has to be a learned trait. You know, we as a society have forgotten that, and you know, men and women are the same, leave out the house and anything just to go to the store. And, you know, I have a lot of single girlfriends living in New York, and, you know, I tell them always, often, I'm like, you can't always just throw on anything to go anywhere, because you never know who you're going to meet. This world is very big, and people always, you know, and this should not be that way, but this is the case. You know, we have a tendency to judge people off the first instance, and you never know who you're going to meet and who can help you, forward your life. And so presentation is sometimes key. And it's not about going to expensive stores. Absolutely not. You can go to Target. You can go any store. It's just about understanding what you should buy for your body.
So what would you like everybody listening to think about right now when it comes to, as they're getting ready for work, what would you tell them to convince them to perhaps dress up a tad more than they usually do?
Start caring. A lot of people have low self-esteem. A lot of people have, you know, think they're not pretty enough, but we all are pretty. We all are pretty in our own right. And I would tell people to start caring. Start caring about how you look. You know, take some time to maybe get your shirt pressed. Take some time to maybe understanding the fit of a garment. You know, take some time to maybe shine your shoe a little bit. Because if you look good, you start to feel good. And again, this is not about buying name brand garments. It's about just taking the time to appreciate what you do have and making a representation of yourself. Because when you're, you know, your hair is done, your makeup is done for women or a man, if his shirt is pressed, his shoes are shined, he feels good about himself. And I think that is where a lot of people have started not to pay attention. Because people, you know, you're stuck in a rut sometimes with work and life and kids and marriage and all that stuff, and you forget that you are an individual and you have to care about yourself.
We are talking with Troy Alexander. He's the founder of the Troy Alexander Project, which is a fashion and lifestyle focused blog. And he recently wrote a piece for the New York Times Open for Debate section that was on the casual dress of Americans. Troy is encouraging us to care more about what we look like and to dress up rather than dress down. And we're welcoming your thoughts and reactions and questions. When is the last time you dressed up for work or for play? Do you remember dressing up when you're going to go on an airplane trip? Remember how we used to dress up for that? Do you think that dress is too casual today as a nation? What or who influences your style of dress? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Do you think that we as a society dress too casually? Do you think it matters, like our guest does? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, February 24th. Well, it seems like casual Friday has become casual every day, not only in the workplace, but in society in general. We are talking with a guest who says that's too bad and wishes that we would dress up a bit more than we do these days. And we wonder what you think and whether you agree. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Troy Alexander. He is founder of the Troy Alexander Project, which is a fashion and lifestyle-focused blog. And he was also featured in a recent New York Times Open for Debate forum on the casual fashion of Americans today. He wrote a piece, Style is Not Fashion, Nor Is It Trendy. And I also see a piece titled here, Troy, Clothes Complete the Brand. What do you mean by clothes completing the brand?
What I mean by that is what you wear. Again, we all are personal brands. No matter what industry we work in, we all are personal brands because your name is Joy, and Joy is technically a personal brand. And so what she wears or what anyone wears, it's a representation of you. And so that goes by what I've been saying. It's all about caring. And we must understand that no matter what happens in life or what we're inundated with, we still are personal brands. And a lot of people don't really understand that and say, well, why am I a brand? You are individual and you are represented by the way you look, the way you talk, the way you act. And again, this does not cost money. Caring about how you look and your personal brand does not cost money. It just takes time. And it's good for people to understand that they should really start paying attention to what they look like. That is, again, looking good makes you feel good.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what would you say to someone who says that's all superficial, that, you know, it's people are what's on the inside, not their makeup and their hair and their, their dress?
We've all have heard the same thing our whole entire lives. You know, people are what's on the inside. But you know what? There are a lot of people who have insides that are very mean and not nice. And so if you can transform something and say, okay, if I feel good, I look good. And again, looking good just means taking time to apply makeup, taking time to put on lipstick for women, you know, taking time again for a man to iron his shirt, polish his shoes, or even not even polish, wipe them down and start feeling good about yourself. You know, it's, you know, we have to get out of that saying that it's what matters on the inside. Of course it's what matters on the inside, absolutely. But it also what matters on the outside as well, too. It totally does.
Millie from Waterloo called in, and she told us she's in her 70s, and she agrees with you. She says that these days people dress for church like they're going to the ballpark. She also says that she tries to dress nicely wherever she goes, but she thinks this is something that older people do more than younger people. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. I think the older generation understands that that is essential and that is key, and they take note to that. They take note to that. There's not an older gentleman or a woman that I've never seen not look presentable because they understand that. They understand that. And so I agree with her and tell her thank you.
Thank you, Millie. If you would like to join in with your thoughts on whether you think that we are dressing too casually these days, do you agree with Millie and with Troy that this is something that older people get more than younger people, that they understand it's important to present oneself in a, you know, nicely, dress nicely when you go out, comb your hair, iron your shirt. Do you think that if you look good, you feel good? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's take a call from Kay in Madison. Hi, Kay.
Hi. I moved here to Madison from Milwaukee, about 1995. And one of the things I immediately noticed was that it seemed like nobody in Madison dresses up. And I don't know how much of that's from the 60s and how much of that is it being a college town. But, I mean, we would have never, in Milwaukee, I never saw people come so casual to a play or to the symphony or something like that. I really noticed the difference.
It's interesting.
The other thing that I noticed was people are so much less dressing up for church, and sometimes it's actually embarrassing what people are wearing to church. I'm Catholic, and I notice that people that come to my church who were formerly Protestant always wear, like, nice suits, and I think in Madison,
I don't mean to interrupt, but you're on a roll there in the beginning that I wanted to follow up on. You think there really is a difference in Madison compared to Milwaukee in terms of how people dress? I mean, Milwaukee has a University of Wisconsin campus, and I'm sure there was some protests going on there too during the 60s. I mean, do you thought that people dressed up more in Milwaukee than they do in Madison?
Yeah, especially when they go downtown. Especially in Madison, I feel like people hardly get dressed up for their own wedding and their own funeral. And I joke about it, but I'm really serious. I had a lot of nice clothes that I hardly ever feel like I get a chance to wear in Madison, or if I wear them, I feel like everyone else is so casual that I feel out of place.
Troy, you haven't spent a lot of time in Madison or Milwaukee, probably, but do you think this is different in different communities, that maybe some communities still get it and they'll dress up, and other communities, like perhaps Madison, we're stuck in the 60s?
Well, hello, and thank you for your call. Again, I haven't spent time in either, but I would say, to your point, we can't say because it's a college town or, anything like that, because a lot of those college kids, they're going to learn, and sometimes that learning curve is going to be tough for them. They have to understand that, you can have fun when you're in college and do all those types of things, and you don't have to dress up, but you have to enter the real world soon. And in the real world, you have to present yourself. And I think, a lot of people, to her point, don't care. And as she said, you sometimes may feel uncomfortable that you're dressing up and no other people aren't. But I would say always look your best. And if they don't look their best, maybe you looking your best might help them look their best and say, wow, this lady is dressed up looking really nice. Maybe I should put some effort. And I think, like attracts like. And people notice what other people are doing, especially in small communities. And if you take the time, then maybe that person will take the time and say, you know what? She did it. Why can't I do it? And that's the way I like to think about it in that sense.
Yeah, and to the point of Kay saying even going to the symphony or some, going to the opera, going to a play, and people are still in their jeans, you would say don't do that. I mean, that's not an appropriate place for the jeans.
Yeah, it isn't. It isn't. I mean, even living in New York City, when people, I have a friend whose wife runs the New York City Ballet, and I was talking to him the other day, and he said, and he's an older gent, and he was saying it really upsets him to see young kids going to the ballet in jeans and t-shirts. He was like, and then you were at Lincoln Center. Like, he said, that is totally unacceptable. But we now have a society that people don't care.
Yeah.
And it's all about themselves. And again, people don't care. And I think that is wrong with our society everywhere across the board, whether you're in Madison or you're in Milwaukee, you're in New York City, you're in LA, people don't really care. And that is sad. And you could take a poll. After this conversation, we should all take a poll. You should take a poll and start seeing what your family's doing, what your friends are doing, and you'll begin to notice. And I think once people open their eyes, they begin to notice, like, yeah, that is absolutely correct. People don't care anymore.
We can take a poll right now on the air. Do you see this? Do you think that we're dressing way, way too casually these days? And does that mean we don't care? Do you think it's important to dress with some style? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking with Troy Alexander, founder of the Troy Alexander Project, which is a fashion and lifestyle-focused blog, and was also featured in the New York Times Open for Debate section, talking about casual dress. Has dressing up gone out of fashion these days? Our guest says yes and thinks that's unfortunate. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Monday, February 24th. We are talking about the casual, sometimes too casual, dress of Americans these days. And welcoming your thoughts and questions. Do you think that we dress too casually in this country? Why do you think that is, and do you have a problem with it or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Troy Alexander, founder of the Troy Alexander Project, which is a fashion and lifestyle-focused blog. And he was also recently featured in the New York Times Open for Debate feature talking about fashion and this casual trend. We have many, many phone calls, so let's go to Richard and Nina. Hi, Richard.
Hi. A couple quick points. I read a book years ago that took place around 1900, and one of the characters, a man, was outside his house. He was not wearing his jacket on a hot summer day,
mm-hmm.
and the neighbors talking about him not being properly dressed because he didn't have his jacket on. Why was he outside on the street? But my point, and of course today it sounds absurd, but my point is that the standards vary from place to place and time to time. But wherever you are, whenever you are, the way you dress, the way you look, communicates something about you. And if you care about the people around you and the impression you're giving, then you should dress appropriately. If I'm going on a business meeting, I'll wear a suit and a tie and dress up real nicely. Unless I'm going to, a bicycle shop, in which case I might just look silly wearing a full suit to sell the guy some parts for bicycles. But to me, it's all, you're communicating with your hair, with your tattoos, with your dress, and you should be making the right impression. And I agree with the speaker that too many people don't seem to realize that, and they'll go to Walmart in their pajamas and be surprised that they're not treated with respect.
Other places, not just Walmart, in their pajamas. That there was a piece recently on how a lot of us, and maybe it was more women, wearing pajamas out in public a lot. Troy, what do you think?
Good morning, Richard, and thank you for your point. I agree 300% with the gentleman. He's spot on.
Yeah, so he was, there is a difference if you're going to dress up to go to the, if you're a banker, you'd wear your suit and tie, but if you're selling bikes, you'd wear something else.
Yeah, but even if you're selling bikes, I had a conversation with a gentleman, even if you're selling bikes, you still can, again, iron your pants, iron your shirt, and have the proper shoes, and look presentable, and that is the key still. It doesn't matter just because of what you're doing. You know, you can still look presentable and look neat and clean. hair combed. A lot of people, they might say, okay, well, I have the right clothes on, but their hair's not combed. You know, their nails are dirty. You know, those things matter. You know, those things matter. And people got to understand that, you know, people look at certain things, and we all need to be held accountable for these things. And women should not be going to Walmart in pajamas. Should not.
What about if I want to stop at I want to stop at Whole Foods after my yoga class, and I have my yoga clothes on. Is that okay?
After yoga?
Yes.
You know, I mean, look, I mean, this is just my opinion. The whole culture of yoga, and even in New York, like, I tell a lot of my friends, you should not be wearing yoga pants out in the street. You should not, because in living in New York, you can be, A, number one, objectified, and you don't want that. And then B, you never know who you're going to meet. And presentation is always key. So you can take the time to shower after yoga and put your clothes back on and look presentable. It's about taking the time and caring. People think, oh, I just worked out, I just did this, I'm going home. No, you just never know who you're going to meet in this life that we live in. And you always have to be presentable. And again, going to yoga is no excuse. You can take a shower at some yoga classes, and then you can put your clothes back on, and you can go about your business.
Let's go to Paul and Slinger next. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning. It isn't a question they don't care. It's a question that they don't know. I mean, I've been traveling to other parts of the world, like Sicily. There, it's a fairly poor country, but just studying the men, they wear Oxfords, they wear a sports jacket. Their attire is far more sophisticated than how Americans dress. I mean, you could spot an American in probably any part of the globe is how they totally lack the sense of decor. It transmits into even into their home decor. They lack the education. They have no training in style cutting across all human activities from dress to furniture to attire, you name it. And, we're sloppy, we're slovenly because we lack the education and knowledge of what classic dress is.
Oh, maybe that. I was going to say a lot of educated people don't necessarily dress up either, Paul.
Oh, I know. I disagree. You can see it in not only in dress and what attire we wear, but you can see it in the attempt to decorate a house. It's
Well, if I may interject really quickly, you know, I agree and I disagree because if you remember back in the day. In the 20s and the 30s, men still had pants on. They had a shirt on. Their belts were tucked in. I mean, their shirts were tucked in, and they had shoes. So in that era, men knew a lot about fashion and style and grooming back then. They really did, because you can look at the history books. Men really took the time. Men would go to the barber, and when they go to the barber, sometimes they would get the nails done. They would get the grooming. So grooming and style was very important back then. And once casual dress hit, everything just went downhill. But men really understood about style and decor because men dressed properly. They knew better. And again, casual Fridays destroyed all of that. And now it's just unstoppable. It's just a downward spiral. And yes, of course, Italian men, they get it. But Americans were on the cusp of fashion. Many, many years ago, with the British invasion, men, you know, understood how to look good. Whether you had money or whether you didn't, you still looked a proper way. And so I agree, but I disagree in some instances.
Well, let's go to Chris in Wausau next. Hi, Chris.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to hear this topic coming up on your show. I taught at the technical college for many years and trained lots of people to go out into the workforce. But I think what I hear a lot of people saying is appropriate dress. And that's not clear enough for many people, especially if they, you know, if they grew up with parents who worked in maybe manufacturing, who weren't in a professional setting. And to say appropriate isn't enough. You have to say, this is what you need to wear. I know when I would tell students you need to dress up when I first started teaching, that wasn't good enough. I had to say, you need to wear this length of skirt. You know, back then it was a navy blue suit, but not anymore. if they don't have that example in front of them, what's appropriate isn't always clear, and we need to make sure, you know, that we're clear on what's appropriate for the setting they're interviewing in or working in. It's generational as well. If you're going into a setting with baby boomers who are still very much in the workforce, their expectations of what's appropriate are going to be different than what mine would be as a, you know, 40-year-old. So, you know, even telling students, I don't disagree with your tattoos. You can express yourself the way you want, but maybe cover those up when you go in, because not everybody has that same opinion or a view. You know, take your piercings out if you can. Just that type of thing, being very specific, because young people don't know sometimes what's appropriate to wear, and we have to show them, you know.
Yeah, would you agree, Troy?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree, and thank you for your call. Yeah, I would agree with that, you know, and also take point from the previous caller. You know, it's also about educating, and, you know, you teach someone what they need to do, and you give them a guideline and help them understand what appropriate is. You know, she's right. I agree with that.
Do you think that baby boomers, are we all slobs but in different ways, or are baby boomers better about this than Gen Xers or millennials?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say, at least the ones that I've seen, yes, I would definitely say that. I've had an opportunity, you know, with my work to travel the world, you know, and I would agree that baby boomers understand it a little more. And, you know, Generation X, you know, they don't really care because they're so stuck in this technology age that they forget that. You know, I was on a panel for Social Media Week, and I the one thing that I told people is that never forget that human connection. You know, we can get stuck behind our gadgets and everything, but never forget that human connection, and never forget about caring. Care how you look, how you feel, and how you think, because someone else next to you, they might be of a different generation, and they care about those things. So if you want to conduct business or you want to do anything with them, you need to care about that kind of stuff.
So do you think it is the growth in IT and, you know, the tech world and people, I don't know, working in offices, working on social media or something, that's why we have in recent years gone to such casual dress?
Yeah, I believe that, you know, an explosion of all of that has lessen the ability for people to want to dress up when they go to work, because so many people work from home. And then, you know, once you're not really around a lot of people, you forget. You totally forget what you're supposed to do, because if you constantly do the same thing every day and you work from home, and you just wake up in your pajamas and you just have your coffee and turn your laptop on, you forget that when you go out the house, you can't look like that. And so, yeah, the explosion of IT has really kind of, like, you know, disrupted a lot of things.
And I suppose the CEOs of all these companies were dressing in jeans and T-shirts, too.
Exactly. And so, you know, everyone follows the leader. If the leader's doing it, then they're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, when leaders start taking changes, when leaders start changing and saying, no, we cannot do that, we are a business, and start implementing these things, you know, just like the Yahoo CEO, she was like, no one's going to go work from home anymore. You're coming back to the office. You know, and that was the leadership role, and people were on notice with that, and people were very upset about that. So I think once people start caring and understanding that they need to present themselves in a better light, no matter what job they're in.
We are talking about how we dress and why, and whether we dress way too casually. Our guest says we do, and he thinks that that's unfortunate. He is Troy Alexander. He is founder of the Troy Alexander Project, which is a fashion and lifestyle-focused blog. And he talked about how we can improve our style in a recent New York Times open for debate section. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about how we dress and whether we dress too casually these days. Has a casual Friday become casual every day in your workplace? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And do you think this matters? Do you think we ought to dress up a little bit more than we do? And why? We are talking with Troy Alexander. And Troy, I've been saying that the Troy Alexander Project is a fashion and lifestyle focused blog, but talk a little bit more about this. Is it your hope to convince us to dress up a little bit more?
I would love to do that, and that is what, you know, when I wrote this article, to kind of, like, discuss, you know, that is the plan, to, you know, help people understand that they need to start caring. So yeah, that is the mission, one individual at a time.
Let's go to Gwen in Madison next. Hi, Gwen.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes, you are. What do you think about all this? Do you think, do you agree with our guest, or do you have a question?
Very much so. I'm 59, so I'm not really young, but studies that I have heard about, read, seen, have indicated that people who are seen as attractive are perceived as more intelligent. They're more likely to be hired, and when they're working, they're more likely to get promoted and have higher pay for their jobs. And I think a lot of young people nowadays, there's a difference between casual and sloppy. I mean, if you are in a job that allows you to wear jeans to work, that doesn't mean that they should have a hole in the knee, be dirty, and hanging off your hips to the point where they're almost, well, to the point where they're showing your underwear.
So picky, Gwen. I'm just kidding.
So people judge you. It's fine to say what's inside is what counts, but people are judging you from what they see, and they will have an opinion about you before they ever get to know what's inside.
Yep. Thank you so much, Gwen. Yeah. Again, we're not getting a lot of people challenging your point of view, Troy. You agree with what Gwen is saying, too, that people are going to judge you by what you look like.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. First impressions are everything. You know, it's about caring. Absolutely. You know, how many times we all make judgments. We all make judgments, myself included. You know, you're like, wow.
What if a young man says, it is my style to wear my jeans showing my boxer shorts?
That, you know, I have a really, really, really hard time with that. You know, that's not style. That is ignorance, in my opinion. That is ignorance, and someone needs to pull that individual aside and say, hey, look, that is not acceptable, period. You are a representation of yourself, and understand that. And again, it goes back to some of the few callers that you said that have called in. It's about educating. And once you educate, you know, people will be able to understand. I really believe that all across the country, every school in this country should have a class about dressing appropriately. And hopefully one day I can implement that around all schools, all universities, and even companies. That is the plan that I'm working on, to implement that, that they need class to teach young men and women how to dress appropriately. And again, this is not about money. This is about understanding what you need to do when you enter different social settings. And kids today do not understand that. And that is the plan. That is the goal, to implement this across the globe.
Wow. I didn't realize that was your project. You've said a couple of times that it's not about money, but it does cost money to buy clothes, to buy new clothes.
I understand that, mm-hmm. But you know, there's thrift stores, there's consignment stores, there, you know, in different areas, there's Target, there's people have lots of sales, you know, 20% off, 30% off, 40%, 50% off. If you catch certain things at certain times, it's about doing the research And part of the research is about caring. And again, that is part of it. And, you know, taking a shower, doing your hair, those things don't cost money. If you can afford to have water and you can afford to do your hair, those things don't cost money. You can get a very, very inexpensive comb and comb. There's certain things that we can all do that don't really cost a lot of money. And that is the one thing that people don't understand, that, you know, we always think it's about money, but no, it isn't. It's about just taking time to just iron a shirt.
Here's one comment that's challenging your point of view a little bit. James on Facebook says, I've had quite enough of this desire by some to move us back culturally. The 50s died 50 years ago. Let's leave it that way. Do you think this is old-fashioned?
No, it isn't. This is not old-fashioned at all. This is modern-day elegance. This is not old-fashioned. This is about, it's about taking the time to care. And that is what it's really about, just taking the time to care. So this is not, this is modern-day elegance. This is not the 50s. No one's asking you to wear a three-piece suit in the middle of summer, but you can put some slacks on, you can put a nice shirt on, or you can put a blazer on. Those are simple. So thank you for his point.
Mike in Kakana is with us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I guess I tend to agree with the speaker. I'm retired, worked in an office environment all my life, had to wear a suit and tie, and now work part-time for a funeral home, also wearing a suit and tie. It's appalling sometimes when people come to a visitation or a funeral and they're dressed in cut-off shorts, flip-flops, a T-shirt. You can tell some people didn't, as a gentleman mentioned, did not even take care of their personal cares for the day. Their hair is not even taken care of. I understand what the, I think there was a lady that had emailed in about, well, don't take us back to the 50s. Well, I guess I was raised during that period. And I think also that certainly change is good. But on the other hand, I think it does denote your personal attitude, your personal bearing, and respect for others. And
thank you very much, Mike. And I'm sorry, we're almost out of time, Troy. Maybe some final words of wisdom as we are getting ready for work today, what we should think about.
Again, it goes back to caring. You know, the great Christian Dior put it this way, you know, elegance must be the right combination of distinction, naturalness, care, and simplicity. But the most important of all is care. Caring and choosing your clothes, caring wearing them, and caring keeping them. That's what I would leave with, you know?
Yep. Thank you so very much for being with us, Troy Alexander, founder of the Troy Alexander Project. Thanks to Robin Cherry for producing and directing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.